a week today that the polls will have just opened and the first residents in West Douglas will have cast their votes. This morning, the third in a series of interviews with the four candidates contesting the seat made vacant following Jeff Corkish's elevation to the Legislative Council. And I'm joined this morning by former Fire Officer Douglas Councillor John Skinner. Good morning, Mr. Skinner.
Good morning, James.
A councillor for a year then. Now your attention turning seemingly from local to national politics. Why now?
Well, this isn't the first time at national level, James. In 2011, I stood as a candidate in West Douglas in the 2011 election. And where I was encouraged and by the support that I received, that sort of spurred me on to stand for the council, which I did in 2012, and I topped the poll in Murray's ward. So building on that, and now with the by-election that we're faced with following the elevation, as you say, of Mr. Corkish, I thought I'd try again.
You acknowledge spending cuts are needed for the next 3 years in your manifesto, but you don't sort of outline where the axe should fall. So are you going to be one of these politicians who says, don't cut this, don't cut that, but never come up with any alternatives yourself?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I mean, there's cuts and there's savings. And I believe cuts may be necessary. Two departments particularly have been savaged. But I believe also that there are savings to be made.
In your manifesto, you've called for an end to any further cuts in education and health. I mean, do you acknowledge there has to be cutbacks across all government departments? Painful decisions are necessary.
But those two departments have been cut savagely, and they've been cut worse than others, to be honest. You know, if you take statutory education is only up to the age of 16. Could further cuts see the end to O levels and A levels, or sorry, GCSEs as they are now? In health, could cuts reduce preventative measures such as bowel screening, breast screening? You know, these are areas which can't be neglected and have to be maintained.
I mean, what do you see as the role of an MHK? Someone to look after your constituents or to take care of the bigger picture nationally?
Well, it's a balance, James, isn't it? I mean, the constituents are important. It's the constituents that put you there to look after their interests.
But is it more than dog dirt and pavement cracks?
Well, in your own news bulletin earlier this morning, MPs in the UK are looking at dog dirt and saying that measures it to be introduced to dog owners aren't going far enough.
So it's across the board.
So actually, dog, you know, I'm sure the old man and lion topic will sort of raise its head. But obviously in the UK, dog dirt is just as important as it is in the animal.
What are the priorities you believe then for your would-be voters?
Sorry.
What are the priorities do you think for your would-be voters? Is there a particular issue causing consternation in West Douglas, or is it general?
It's general, really, and going round the constituency, what's important to one constituent may differ from another. And, you know, as is, what parking may be important to one, then health is important to another. Lampposts might be important to one. The economy is important to another.
In a word, how would you have voted on the Sefton deal, for or against government?
I
know there's details, but
there is details.
But when it came to the crunch, how would you have voted?
But it comes down to communication. And communication has to be good at the outset. And it wasn't. And I initially, like everybody else, when the deal was announced, I would have said, no, that's the wrong thing to do. But as more and more information comes out, you sit and you realise that the money needs to be made available so that the creditors can be paid off, and that keeps the economy going.
So in a word, for?
Now, yes.
The tuition fees, for government or against, in a word?
Against.
So straight away there, you'd be in conflict with the man that in less than a fortnight's time you could be sat alongside, John Shimon.
Well, that's politics, James.
Does the current government communicate well enough with the taxpayer, do you think?
The last government was criticised for not communicating at all. This current government has started to communicate. We've seen introduction of the Roman Coman, which I think are a good idea. It's getting more and more information out to the public. But I think there's still a way to go yet.
Just finally, why should the people of West Douglas support you a week today?
Because I'm the local man, and I believe it's important to be part of the constituency. I'm honest, I'm accessible, and I listen.
John Skinner, thank you very much for your time this morning.